Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's today's relationships, and it is still going on. Relationships ain't going nowhere. If you don't have relationship by now, God bless you. You need a relationship in your life, all type of relationships. Without relationships, how could you live? The relationships start with your mother from birth and your father, and it goes on from there till you get in kindergarten and siblings and all that comes in. Then when you get to be an adult, you need to connect with the other sex to have what they call a relationship. And without a relationship, how can you make it? People are living in the DMV and around the world going through relationship withdrawals. They are suffering from not having a relationship. And relationship withdrawals could make you go stark raving mad. If you don't have relationship, could you imagine being on an island with nobody else around? I watched The Twilight Zone the other day. The gentleman was sentenced to 50 years in space for committing a crime, murder. And what they did was, rather than lock him up because it was the future, they didn't lock him up in jails anymore. They sent him out to a space, in space to a planet that was remote where nobody was on it. And you stayed there for 50 years. That was your punishment. And they brought you supplies every 6 months. They brought supplies to you. But that was enough to make you go crazy because there was nobody in your life, no human being, no relationship. And what this gentleman did to help him out, he brought a robot to him one time when he brought him the supplies. And he says, I don't want no robot, but it was a robot lady of a robot. And eventually he fell in love with the robot because it was a relationship. But where are you at with your relationship now? We're going to talk about some hot topics this morning and also the rebound man. The rebound man, that's something that people have experienced also as men. We have been rebound men, women in relationships. Marilyn, you on there?
Good morning, Russell. I'm here.
Oh, fantastic. This is going to be a hot topic this morning. First off, we want to talk about some hot topics in the news that's coming up, that has come up with this relationship situation. What is this thing about this Lemonade and Beyonce song allegedly talking about some kind of infidelity in the relationship? Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I saw a brief preview of it, yes.
Yeah. What causes a man of that caliber, who has a woman of that caliber, in your opinion, from a female perspective, to even want to cheat on his wife at that point?
Wow. You know, I can't figure it out, Russell. That's a question that I pose all the time. You know, why? I mean, even just in a general conversation, even if I'm talking with another lady and, you know, they're talking about, you know, they had some experience with their friend cheating or their husband. And the question always comes up, well, why? Because especially if you feel that you're doing everything you can to please him, why would he want to go out and cheat? The only thing I can think of is, you know, the something along the line of communication. How is it being communicated? Are you both on the same path? But if there's anyone out there listening, I would love to know, you know, if, like you said, someone of that caliber, you have a woman of that caliber, what would make a man want to go out and cheat? And sometimes, you know, you just never really know.
Well, I don't, from a male perspective, for me, I'm saying if you get to the point where you get a Beyonce, I mean, Beyonce don't have to be with you, first off. She has applications coming every day, and she's a fantasy of many men. But she wants you. Not only does she want you, she marries you. You take a vow of commitment to be with her for the rest of your life. Now, what would make you want to cheat on her?
That's the key. Why would you do that? And if you're Jay-Z, you've had enough women in your life to, I mean, forever. You've been a rapper. I mean, rappers, I mean, they get women, they got freaks. I mean, cold-blooded freaks, man. Rappers, I mean, women just want to be with a rapper. So you must have had enough women in your day. You don't need no more women. So what could you do? Well, you know, it's like a Teddy Pendergrass. I mean, when he was in his highlight, I mean, he had so many women, he didn't want no more women. I mean, you get to a point where women is not an issue. So for Jay-Z to cheat, and then he's got a baby by her. But then you go on, there's so many other ones that you can think of. I mean, you're talking about the other lady who now's marriage is on the rocks. I mean, a J-Lo, you know, she can't hold a man, apparently. You know, everybody seems to, you know, fall by the wayside. Then you've got Mariah Carey. I mean, what's this cheating is going on all the time? Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. I mean, all these people seem to have it all, but they don't have it all. I mean, what causes
so what's
that?
Missing?
What causes?
Yeah, I don't, you know, and even as I'm listening to you now, it's like, I don't know if it's the Samson Delilah effect where he knows he has it all and he's out there and then the temptation comes and it's coming from the other woman's point of view where they're there and they're putting it right there and he's, you know, falling for it. I really don't know. And, you know, it would be great if we could get him to come on the show and tell us. Tell us what happened.
I would love to talk to Jay-Z about what makes you stray. What makes a man stray? And the number here is 347-637-3051. We're talking about the hot topics of relationships, and we're going to get into the rebound, man. But the hot topics of relationship now seem to be everybody has got some kind of relationship issue, and they can't seem to hold it together. When you see these relationships lasting 35, 40, 60 years, what makes them last and other people's relationships fail? The divorce seems to be up on the uprise. I mean, the divorce bullet is sometimes hard to dodge. But I talked to a lady the other day, and she was married for 46 years. And at some point in her marriage, she told her husband, she said, I can't do this no more. You know, it's not working. I'm not happy. You don't love me like you used to love me. You don't take care of me physically, emotionally, psychologically. I feel empty. I'm a shell. I got dudes on my job. I got dudes that's out in my church. Everybody's taking a shot at me. And at some point, I think that I may have to give in. You know, like the song by Jimmy Mac, "When Are You Coming Back?" You've been gone too long. You know, people can't hold out sometimes. They can't dodge that bullet. They want to get some kind of relief. And sometimes women are so emotional, they get tired of not being fulfilled physically. Some people can't do it. They can't. They talk about celibacy. I'm going to be celibate. Celibacy sounds good, but celibacy don't work like that. To be actual celibate, man, if you're a woman or a man, but for a woman in some cases, they can't be celibate. Celibacy is a hard thing to do. It sounds good. I meet a woman, she says, I've been celibate for the last 8 years. I look at her like, yeah, show you right. You know, I mean, well, you know, who do you think you're talking to, Sam Sasha's head? I mean, you have to do something between the last 8 years. You may not have somebody physically have what they call a sexual actual encounter, but you was not celibate for no 8 years and actually be a woman. So people have this tendency to want to cheat, want to be fulfilled. They want to what they call steal away. Sometimes that sex is better if you're stealing it. But people seem to want to be, don't want to do right. I mean, what makes people don't want to do right from a woman's perspective? Why do women cheat or leave their man?
Yeah, again, it's is so complex, so many different mindsets. I really cannot answer that because I guess thinking of a situation where sometimes it's a little thing, like I said, that endurance. People just don't have that endurance and that real commitment. And sometimes, especially, I guess, thinking now from some of the women that I have encountered or conversations, they don't see the future and they don't see the big picture sometimes until it's too late. So, and now that in society, divorce doesn't leave the scar that it used to, it's almost like an open door. If it doesn't work, you have that option. And not only do you have that option, if it doesn't work the second time, you still have an option. So that's one of the things, the principles, just that commitment. Because I know that there have been some women who have been sorry too. You know, they had a man. He was a good man. He wasn't perfect. There might have been something about him or some pet peeves that they really didn't like, and they weren't going to put up with it. But they found out when they left, hey, I should have stayed. So, and like Russell, it's difficult to answer because everyone's an individual. And if we were to have a conversation, we would find some overlap, but there are so many little things that lead people to move in the same direction. And that's why I think it would be great if we have our listeners out there, if you would just, chime in or call in and let us know, because that's one of the things we're trying to do, make this as real as possible. So for others who are listening, they can really have some understanding, and hopefully through that we'll be able to change someone's mind and make them want to go in the right direction. But
excellent. Because what happened is we got people on the line right now. People want to listen sometimes, but it's good to listen, but we want you to talk. 347-637-3051. What is really, really a situation right now with relationships is people don't understand the power of having a woman or having a man. You could really, really mess yourself up if you don't have a man or a woman. And some women, when they're younger, they think they can trade them in and rehire somebody, get somebody new. And sometimes you can, and sometimes you can't. If you have a man, sometimes it's best to keep the man, because like you say, once you get rid of a man, it may be your last man. I mean, you don't understand. Like, it ain't easy to get a man. And Father Time is undefeated. If you mess around here and you wait too long, sometimes you can't get a man. I mean, sometimes the man card rolls out the window because you don't have the same juice you had before. You know, you don't have the same body, the same attitude, the same pulling power. You know, I mean, some women right now, they basically can't get the same man they could have got years ago. The man they had, he's done moved on, and she can't move on because, before the earthquake, before the tsunami hit her body, she was hot as a firecracker. And then the tsunami came, and all of a sudden, everything shifted, and she can't walk into a club no more and just knock somebody out physically. So she can't pull in that direction. Then again, she may be hurting financially. She may have four or five babies, that she got to take care of. The guy left her with four or five babies. It's hard to get a man in some cases. And vice versa, for a man, you can't stay single too long. I mean, you cannot stay single too long. You can get five in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s. 60-year-old man with no woman, 70-year-old man with no woman, he did as Julius Caesar. Not unless he got a whole lot of stuff going for him. If he don't have stuff going for him, he cannot get a woman. I mean, no woman wants an old man. Not unless he got a lot of money or, it's a payoff for her. That's the key. I mean, give me your opinion of that. Does a woman want an old man?
Well, some women do prefer older men, believe it or not. And again, it goes back to, what type of life they've already had. Some women just want that companionship. Some women, the sexual part at some point, especially if she's in her 50s, and she's had a good life for some reason, you know, she's moved on and her friend has moved on. At that point, I believe it or not, I hear quite a few women say they want the older man for whatever reason. So that's not unusual. And sometimes it's because they feel that.
What about an older black man? I mean, older broke man.
Well, believe it or not,
when a woman date a man that's broke, has no money at all. He's a good man. He's a loving man. He's an understanding man. He's a caring man. He's a godly man. But he don't have no money. He's broke.
Well, in a situation like that, I guess if the woman has the money, it has to be something about him, I would think. That's why I would love for someone who has experienced these things to call in so we can really know. Because,
Somebody who's not afraid to tell me, would you date a man who has no money, or would you do what they call metro love? I saw a lady in a full-length gown, white lady, in a full-length gown, and her man was in his tuxedo, and they were standing on the corner waiting for the metro. I call it metro bus love. How many women in 2016 would do metro bus love? If your man is going, if you're going to a black tie fair and your man says to you, meet me at the metro center. We're going to take the metro up to the hotel off of Wisconsin Avenue. We're going to a black tie fair. You leave. We're not going to use Uber, and we're not going to use a cab. We're not going to use a car service. We're going to use Metro. How many women would do Metro love for their man?
But why? I guess the first going to be why. Why are we doing this?
Because you don't have the resources. You know, your money's low. Your finances are low. You don't have the resources.
I don't know about that. I doubt that. Well, I guess I won't be there.
Hold on. We're going to come right back. We're going to come back. I don't want to do wrong. It's been so long. I've tried, but I think I lost this fight. I'm going to get this man some. that's serious, man. When somebody tells you I lost this fight, man, he don't want me down. And I'm going to give you what they call a dead John letter, or when you come back, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to fire you today. You're going to be fired today from this relationship. And some men don't see it coming. And vice versa, a woman can be fired the same way. She don't see it coming. He tells her one day, you ain't the one. Or New Year's Eve come, and she realizes there's no call. You're not going to be with me New Year's. That's the litmus test. If it's 12 o'clock and the man you've been sleeping with for the last 6 months don't call you, you fired. Even though you've been sleeping with that man. But it's 12 o'clock midnight or Valentine's Day come, and you've been sleeping with the man, and there's no candy, and there's no physical sight of that man, you've been fired. You're not the one. And that's when women get a rude awakening, when they realize that, hey, the holidays come. That's what Millie Jackson used to say, the hot thing about going to marry a man is the holidays. You can't see him on the holidays. He's not your man.
What's interesting too? What's interesting also is when you're talking about would you marry a broke man? I had to laugh because I know of instances where the man put up a fake front. Hey, like he's a doctor or something, and he was able to get by like that to the extent that the woman is married. Are you familiar with those type situations?
Oh yeah,
where a man would
But nowadays technology killed the player. So you could have did that 20 years ago. You could put up a front. I know a guy, man, you know, he, you know, put up a front, you know, act like he got money and you know, bought a little ring on time, you know, went to the jewelry store, got a 2-carat ring, paid for it on time, you know, gave her all kind of gifts, you know, buying stuff that he really could afford. He had no money, but she had the money. And then once he got her, you know, what I call glazed up, you have to get a woman glazed up, man. If you can glaze one eye shut and then you glaze the other eye shut, now she got both eyes glazed shut, and then you say, let's get married. I know a situation that happened to a woman, and then once he glazed both eyes shut, he got married. And when he got married, then he immediately moved into her Fort Washington
right.
house. But once he got in the Fort Washington house, then he started showing his true colors financially. He showed her that, wait a minute, I don't have nothing. You know, my credit score is 540, and I owe $35,000-$40,000 in back taxes. I owe this guy. So what she did, but she was already glazed up at that point, and she was already married. So what she did was immediately paid everything. She paid the $40,000. She paid the $20,000. She paid another $60,000. And then she bought him a brand new Cadillac with some designer tags on it, personalized tags on it. And she changed her name without being hyphened. That's how you do it if you're going to glaze somebody up. She was glazed.
How did he act after that? How did the relationship go?
Well, it went south because after that, now that he had everything, his credit was right, he had a brand new Cadillac, and now he wanted to.
Don't tell me start riding someone else around in the Cadillac.
No. What he did was got very possessive, and he used the wife card. He started doing stuff like, okay, now you're my wife, and I'm your husband. So he bought a big old one of those phones that you put in your car. And back then, the phone was $3,000. The car phone was $3,000. He put a car phone in her car to make sure that he knew where she was at every time. That he had her on a 2-ring notice. In other words, she had to answer the phone no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
At the two rings, you know, it got to the point where he got real possessive. And then at that point, you know, she couldn't take his overbearing possessiveness, and she couldn't talk to none of her old friends. She had to cut out all male friends. She had anybody that was past lovers, future lovers, people that wanted to be her lover, and people that she had friends. She couldn't have no male contact at all except for him. It got to be ridiculous. So then at some point she fired him. She said, you know, she changed the locks on the house. See, one thing she did not do was put the deed in his name. He kept pressing for the deed to be in her name. See, that's what you call a pimp move. If you marry somebody and they got a house, at some point while you laying in bed with them, you roll over after making love and you say, I think my name should be in the deed. If you can get a deed move, then
I hope everyone's out there is listening. I hope you all are listening.
but most women don't fall for the deed move. They fall for the car move. They fall for the, you know, checking account move. But when you pull up the deed move, sometimes that stops the train a little bit. But otherwise, you know, people don't want to be possessed. If you foot in the bill, women don't mind footing the bill in some cases. If the loving is good and she's loving the man, money and property and stuff don't matter. They give it all to you. You know, that's why they buy you a car. I mean, you know, if you don't have a car, they buy you a car.
if you don't have clothes, they buy you clothes. I mean, if you meet a woman and she's really doing well and you're not doing well, that's why guys that come out of jail, like the Chateau clothes, man. But the Chateau was known for guys who got out of jail. You know, they'd been in jail 10, 15 years. And what they would do, they couldn't go to other clubs, but they could go to the Chateau. And they would go to the Chateau, and they could hand dance real good. So once they got to the Chateau, and they was hand dancing, they met a girl who drive a nice Mercedes. She got a GS15 job. He just got out of jail. But he start talking to her, wooing her. They start having sex, and the sex is off the top. Next thing you know, he's driving a Mercedes. Then next thing you know, she done bought him a Mercedes. And then most women don't want their men to look bad. So if you don't have the clothes, she's going to buy you the clothes. She wants you to look, she's going to buy you, she's going to say, women are shoe fetishes. They're like shoes. They say, oh, I got to have, my man got to have the latest Crocs. My man got to have a nice Gucci watch. My man got to have some gold around his neck. You know, they make the man, they fix. Look, perfect example, the guy that married, what's that, Britney Spears. His name was K-Fed or something. They call him K-something, whatever. He was a simple little rapper, man, some background dancer or something. She married that guy, man, and bought him everything. Bought the man everything. I mean, and then they got divorced, and he in the settlement, he got about $2 million in divorce settlement and got a hold of kids. I mean, she's on a rebound now, but a woman will take care of a man. Give me your opinion of that. Will a woman take care of a man if she loves him, buy him stuff? What's your opinion of that?
Yeah, I was listening to you. I have to second what you said. Yeah, that's generally the way it goes, especially if she's able. And like you said, even if he's not, she will go out of her way to take care of him. My question is, why does a man become so possessive? I hear a lot of instances
because,
of that,
because,
even
because
in 2016.
Because he knows that he's out of his league. He's out of his lane. He knows he's not supposed to be there. You follow what I'm saying? You know.
But he's just highlighting it, though, from what I see. But he's highlighting it. Even if he knows he's not supposed to be there, the wisest thing he could do is to go ahead and learn how to operate at that level and let the woman be herself. Because when you start being possessive, I don't think too many women nowadays are going to put up with that for too long. It just doesn't make sense, because when a man becomes possessive, how can you even have a relationship? How can you even think about each other? Because you're always thinking about, you know, where is she having control over her? So it's not really a relationship. It becomes, you know, so that's the part I don't understand. If she's there and you have no sign, because they start becoming possessive even with no sign for no reason. That's, you know, I guess they, like I said, they realize it. But again, they should take another route. If you've gotten to the point that she's married you, then don't play the woman for a fool, you know, because, you know, trying to possess her isn't going to get you very far for too long in 2016 anyway.
Well, some people believe in the old thinking, this is my woman. That was the thinking of a man years ago in the 40s and 50s.
Where's your money? Where's your money, honey? If this is your woman, where's the money, honey?
I own her. You know, and I call it the pimp syndrome. The pimp didn't have any money. He said, you bring me the money. You know, where's my money?
Okay.
I knew a guy one time, man, years ago. You know, he was telling me, he said, man, I met this woman, and I just met her, and she's a lawyer. He said, she's a lawyer, she's an attorney, and she makes about $300,000 a year. He said, so we went out on a couple of dates, and I started, you know, having sex with her, and the sex was so good, and I realized she got to pay that bill. I said, what bill? He said, that penis bill. She going to pay that bill. He started having
it. Oh, wow.
And she paid it. She was giving him a stipend, man, of about maybe $200 to $400 a week. Over $1,500 a month. You know, that was just a stipend. That was something that she deposited in his. He gave her his account number, his bank account number, and she would deposit $300 to $400 a week in his bank account. That was just stipend money. That was just money that the play money. And then, you know, when they went out, she would pay the bill when they go out. But she was an attorney, so she liked to go to fancy restaurants and nice things. And what he did was he said, hey, you know, that's your lifestyle. It's not my lifestyle. He said, when you met me, man, I was going to McDonald's, and that's what I eat. But you don't want to eat at McDonald's. You want to eat at Steakhouse, and you want to eat at Ruth Chris, and you want to eat at. So if that's your lifestyle, I'm going to ride on your lifestyle. You want to go to the Bahamas. You want to go to Jamaica. So everywhere she was going, she just took him with her. She just took him, paid the bill. They went together for 5 years doing that until she got old. She was an older lady. But then when she got older, he was a younger guy. And he said, you know what, I can't do this no more because you're old. You know, that's another thing, man. Older men, or younger, I mean, younger men, older woman. At some point, the woman gets old, and the guy says, "I got to have some fresh meat, man. I got to have something that's going to be, you know, delectable and lovable." You know, give us your closing statements, man. We're going to close out.
Well, I really don't know what to say, Russell. You had me. I'm sitting here thinking. Believe it or not, you were going on. I was sitting here listening, but. It will always go back to what we said, you know who you are, know what you want, and, you know what you got. Communicate with that person. And like I said, as we talk each week, it's just more and more apparent that people need to communicate and they need to have a plan, know what they want, you know, what direction are you going? What do you really want? And when you make that commitment, work towards it. That should be half the battle right then. When you make the decision to get married, it should bring a certain amount of security, but it seems to bring insecurity. So I want to challenge anyone out there who's in a relationship or if you're looking to get married, when you make that commitment, look at it as security as opposed to insecurity, and then focus on each other.
That's an excellent point you made. Now, that should be something that people should really, that's treatable. You should know where you're going and look at a marriage as a form of security. Why are you getting married? You want to be secure. And if you don't want to be secure, why are you getting married? To be secure. And know where you're going. I want to close on that note also. If you marry, marry for love, but also marry for security. Married is somebody who's going to get you, who's going to have your back. And also, we want to talk about one thing I want to close with. Get yourself a will. Get yourself a will. If you're walking around with no will, you're walking around dead before you die. You need to realize Prince did an injustice to his family because he didn't have a will. And it's going to take them years to decipher that money, to distribute that money. People are going to be fighting. It's a program. It's just crazy. But even if you think you don't have anything, and I want y'all to listen to people who are listening right now, and we do have lines, people on this line. So you have something to say, give me one more chance to say something before we go off the air. But this will thing is serious. I want you to go to a website, getyourlawyernow.com, getyourlawyernow.com. For a lousy $19.99 a month, it'll take care of all your legal aspects of what you need. But the main thing is you can get a will for free. You can get a will for free. And people take it lightly and they say, oh, I don't want to be involved with no lawyer. But you may need one day. And if you need one, do you have one? And this will get you a lawyer at hand, write letters for you, do all kinds of stuff, and it costs you a lousy $19.99 a month, $19.99. GetYourLawyerNow.com. Write it down. Go to it. Click on it immediately. GetYourLawyerNow.com. But have yourself a will. It's embarrassing. There's two things that will embarrass you by you dying. You won't be affected by it because you'll be dead. But the people around you will be embarrassed because, first off, you don't have a will and you don't have insurance. I'm telling people also to get this insurance thing straight. If you're 65 or 70 and your insurance, but insurance is a company, you can get over $60,000 worth of insurance for $80 a month. $80 a month. and that will no physical, no medical, no nothing. You can't buy no $60,000 yourself if you're 69 years old. They don't want you. They think you're going to die tomorrow. So here's a company that's going to insure you for $80 a month and give you $60,000. At least they'll bury your monkey behind. At least they'll have a funeral for you, or somebody will get some money to do something. So those are two things I'm going to leave you with in relationship-wise. If you got a relationship and if you're married and you don't have insurance, you're a bigger fool. If your wife don't have a policy on you or you don't have a policy on your wife, walk and not run. Immediately get on the internet and buy some insurance. If you're shacking with somebody, shacking, if you're going to let a man in your house, you're a 45-year-old woman, got a nice house, and you let a man in that cannot have a house, can't pay rent, he don't know how to maintain a home of his own, and you let him shack in your house that you're maintaining, you are paying your mortgage, you're paying your insurance, you're paying your water bill, your lights, and he don't know anything about that. The first thing you do, I don't care how good the sex is, he's going to come into the sex car. He's going to come in one weekend and make love to you. He's going to leave on a Saturday. Then next weekend, he's going to be so good, he's going to leave on a Sunday. Then next time he comes over, you're going to start driving to work. Then you know he got his shoes there. He got his clothes in the closet. And now he's living in your house. But here's the key. Don't be no fool. Get on the internet. Pull up the internet, some kind of insurance, and get him a policy. Say, hey, you can stay here now, but you can't stay here insurance free. I got to be the beneficiary. You ain't going to stay here without no insurance. I'm going to get some monkey insurance on you, at least $40,000, $30,000. I'll pay it. You ain't got to pay it. I'm gonna pay if you're giving me $300 or $400 a month toward the rent, I'm gonna take 15 of that, 20 of that, and pay on the insurance policy. Because if you die in my house, I'm not gonna call your mother, your daughter. I'm not gonna call your ex-wife or whoever else you, because I get the body out of here. I'm gonna take control of the body. I'm gonna say who are you? I'm the beneficiary. And I'm gonna make sure the funeral wasn't going to happen. I'm gonna take the rest of the money and build a new exit on my house and get me a new man in here. But your insurance gonna help me do that. But I'm not gonna have you any of that insurance. That's my closing statement, man. Get you a will, get you some insurance, get you a man. This is today's relationship. It's always a pleasure. Man, you are extraordinary. Oh, before we go to our next event, is going to be at the Charlie's on Georgia Avenue. It's going to be May 5th. Don't come out May 5th, because it's going to be a big one. We're going to be there from 6 to 10. You're going to love it. $5 Thursday, everything $5, top shelf liquor, top shelf food, top shelf atmosphere, top shelf attitude. It's all top shelf, and you'll get it the Black Car way of life. Do it. We'll see you next Saturday. Today's relationships.
Lord.